Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Food insecurity has reached historic levels in Massachusetts. A recent Greater Boston Food Bank report showed that nearly one out of every three adults in the state depends on food assistance. Catherine D'Amato is the group's president.
We now likely know somebody in our circle or our work or in our church or synagogue or temple. Somebody we know is not able to make it on the income they have.
There are efforts to address the lack of awareness about hunger while also providing food. For the last 20 years, thousands of volunteers have worked on a 15-acre farm on a hilltop in North Grafton as part of the Community Harvest Project. The produce grown here supplies area hunger assistance programs.
You and he can go down this and start going up this way.
On this day, students from South High Community School in Worcester are spread out over rows of dirt, which are covered in black plastic. Sophomore Nadia Fremfong and some other kids are using poles to make holes in the plastic.
They just, like, poke it through, and, like, they put the plants inside.
Other students, like 10th grader Anya Geist, kneel in the dirt, placing delicate eggplant starters in the holes.
I think there's something definitely about, like, teamwork that we learn here. And also, it's just, like, really great to be out, like, helping the community and actually, like, working with your hands and doing stuff that you know is going to benefit other people.
These kids are aware of hunger, though none of them say it's an issue for them. Phoebe McDermott is also a 10th grader.
Our school system has free lunches and free breakfasts, and there are a lot of kids who depend on that for most of their meals. So that's always been, I don't know, kind of a sad and scary thought.
At the end of their three-hour shift, the students clean up at outdoor sinks and gather with Community Harvest volunteer manager Wayne McAuliffe.
All right, everybody. Huddle up for a sec.
McAuliffe tells them what they've accomplished.
You planted 2,784 eggplant plants. And we predict that of those plants, when they produce, we predict it's going to produce 22,272 servings of fresh produce.
McAuliffe started out as a volunteer here 13 years ago.
Our founders really started at a very similar time economically as what's going on now.
Community Harvest evolved from an idea by Bill and Rose Abbott, a Hopkinton couple who donated fresh produce from their farm to neighbors struggling to feed their families. It developed into a system that could get food to people without putting those experiencing hunger in the difficult position of explaining their situation.
You don't know if your neighbor is suffering unless they tell you. And there's personal pride around telling others that they are suffering or they are struggling financially and need to seek food resources.
Education is part of it too. While volunteers plant and harvest vegetables and blueberries, McAuliffe talks to them about what it takes to mitigate hunger on a local level. He explains that existing food assistance programs aren't enough for many struggling families and that Black and Latino families are disproportionately represented among the hungry. Over time, Community Harvest has adjusted the crops it grows to the changing needs of new populations, like hot peppers and okra that appeal more to immigrants and refugees, most recently from Afghanistan. Still, they know one farm can't solve the problem. Dave Johnson manages operations here.
I think that it is overwhelming to see hunger grow the way that it does in our community and to see those numbers increase dramatically, particularly over the course of the pandemic. It at times can feel like the work that we are doing is a drop in the bucket. But I can also say in general as a farmer that that's kind of what farming feels like.
Johnson says in all, they expect to grow 125,000 pounds of food here this year, enough to make 550,000 meals. But with prices rising due to inflation, hunger may continue to grow. Wayne McAuliffe hopes the farm's educational mission can lead to a long-term solution.
This problem's not going to go away unless society decides to solve the problem. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. So the thousands of volunteers that visit us, we hope can help be a voice in this challenge.